You know that TV game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The contestants in the quiz show have the chance to walk away with a lot of money. Well, it goes down a little differently in Venezuela. It's a country with runaway inflation, and as reporter John Otis found, the winnings have lost their value.
Nervous contestants gather at a Caracas TV studio to tape an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Some borrow fancy clothes from the studio wardrobe. Others get last-minute touch-ups to their hair and makeup. Then the show begins. Host Eladio Lares asks multiple choice questions about geography, history, and Venezuelan culture for escalating cash prizes. Contestants must correctly answer 15 questions to win the jackpot. But this turns out to be a poor man's version of the game. The problem is Venezuela's currency. The Bolivar has collapsed amid a severe economic crisis. Now, the grand prize of 2 million bolivars amounts to just $2,000. Most of the prizes are much smaller.
¿Listo para comenzar?
Getting past the first question earns contestants 500 bolivars, the equivalent of only 50 U.S. cents. They get another 80 cents for nailing question two. It goes on like this. Contestant Angel Mora, who works for a trucking company, does well until flubbing the ninth question. His total take amounts to 12 U.S. dollars, maybe enough to buy a simple lunch for a family of four.
El 34%. Sí, creo que eso era el decía el manual.
Backstage, Mora says his real earnings will be even less because 34% of that $12 goes to taxes. Lares, the dapper silver-haired host, would like to offer life-changing sums of money. But due to Venezuela's economic meltdown, businesses are shutting down, and that's squeezing TV stations.
Cada día, por supuesto, los canales de televisión tienen menos anunciantes, se han retirado mucho, tienen problemas.
Every day, there are fewer TV ads because advertisers face critical problems, Lares says. The result is cash prizes so devalued that the name of the show ought to be changed, says contestant Adi Slivka, who's here with her husband, Jesus Guillen.
You win like $2,000. That's not being millionaire.
The person's name must be another.
Like, who wants to be a thousandaire?
Yes, something like that, because who wants to be millionaire is not true.
Still, hundreds of people call the studio every week, clamoring to participate.
Pero ellos vienen con cursa y se van feliz.
Show producer Reina Mogollón says the thrill of being on TV and playing millionaire is often prize enough, but not for contestant Aiskel Cejas, a 58-year-old security guard.
De verdad necesitaba de repente el premio porque...
Seja says she needs a new pacemaker. Her plan was to pay for the $1,000 operation with a big check from the show. For a while, her scheme works. She's finally ousted on the 10th question when she names Atlanta rather than Memphis as the city where Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. But even though she made a deep run on the program, the pacemaker will have to wait because her total take is just $19. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Caracas, Venezuela.